And now to the pub and football. Well, soccer, that is. The UEFA Cup, the biggest game in European soccer, kicked off in Athens just about an hour ago. AC Milan and Liverpool face off for the cup in a rematch of sorts. In 2005, Liverpool beat AC Milan for the cup after a dramatic post-halftime comeback. Well, joining us now is a Liverpool fan, Luke Osborne, who's watching the game from a pub in central London. Luke, thanks very much for being with us.
Not a problem.
What's the score?
It's 1-0 to Milan, unfortunately. Liverpool had a great first half, dominating possession and playing very well. But Milan scored in the last couple of minutes of the first half, and with quite a fortunate goal. But we're still very confident over here.
So I take it you're a Liverpool
fan. I'm sorry?
You're a Liverpool fan, I take it.
Very much so, yes, indeed.
And the most dramatic moment of the game thus far?
Well, it has to be the first goal. It was quite a fortunate free kick for Milan, and he shot, and there was a deflection by the head by Filippo Inzaghi. Quite a fortunate goal, but Liverpool have been playing very well, very confident play. Everyone's still very optimistic over here, given what happened a couple of years ago.
And I take it that this is probably not the only pub where we're hearing comments like we're hearing in the background.
Yeah, this is it's really, really quite big over here in England. This is the biggest game in European football, club football of the year, and such a passionate sport over here. So it's really quite a big event, and everyone's still got quite high hopes.
Liverpool is now owned by two Americans, and I guess that
indeed
has not dampened anybody's enthusiasm.
Yeah, no, not at all. I think the owners have shown very good intentions from the start. I think when Manchester United were bought by some American players, there was a bit of a sort of subdued atmosphere. I think people thought that maybe they wouldn't really understand the sport. But the new owners of Liverpool have shown respect for the history of Liverpool, and they really integrated quite well into the club. So everyone's very, very optimistic in that front.
Liverpool Liverpool is not universally adored by English football fans. In fact, many people in Liverpool itself consider themselves fans of Everton and not of Liverpool.
Exactly, yes.
But in fact, does the whole country unite around this rather controversial team at a moment like this?
I think so. I think when it comes to international games, everyone sort of backs the team that's representing England and is very much behind the team. Obviously, there is some local rivalry which still plays effect. But I think, generally speaking, everyone's backing Liverpool in this game.
And do you know of any people who actually took to the trouble to fly all the way to Athens to watch the game in person?
I know a few people. Obviously, the tickets were very limited. You could imagine the demand for the tickets outnumbered massively the supply. And I think there's only about less than 20,000 tickets available to Liverpool fans for this game officially to the club. But lots of people are there. Lots of people around the stadium outside sort of waiting to see a glimpse of the action. It's a big party, to be honest. It's the biggest event in European football of the year, so it's always a big party.
Well, what are your plans to celebrate if in the case of victory?
Well, in true English style, I'll probably drink a bit more beer and have a very jolly time, and everyone will celebrate over here if we hope Liverpool bring back the sixth European Cup of the team.
And if they should unfortunately lose?
Well, probably the same outcome. Drink some more beer and drown our sorrows.
Let us know what's going on in the game, in the match right now.
Well, the second half has started, and Liverpool again are dominating possession, but the Italians are very good defensively. So Liverpool are pushing, and the Italians are holding the defence, and hopefully Liverpool will find a way through their defence. Gerard is really their star player.
Oh!
Playing quite an advanced role. So hopefully we'll be able to unlock the key of the defence.
Well, thanks for...
Come on.
Thanks very much, and good luck to Liverpool.
Thank you very much. Have a good time.
Luke Osborne is a Liverpool fan who joined us tonight from a pub in central London. If you missed the score, AC Milan leads the match 1-0. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.
Talk of the Nation is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can purchase transcripts of stories you hear on this program, visit our website, npr.org, and click on Transcripts at the top of the page. This is NPR.